The plan for an expanded storage facility in mixed-use commercial residential buildings has received no shortage of public comment since it was introduced to the Carbondale Board of Trustees in December. Traffic patterns were flagged as an ongoing concern. The design includes 76 residential units and 104 parking spaces. The Highway 133 access is directional, only accommodating right-hand turns off and onto the highway. The trustees said that the development's proximity to town and businesses will encourage pedestrian use, but that the vehicular traffic pattern may accelerate the need for another roundabout. Many trustees brought up concerns with the environmental footprint of the construction. The design team did decide to implement a net zero design for the storage units during the meeting, but said that designing net zero residential buildings is trickier. It was also agreed that the parking lot would include 4 electric vehicle charging units. Carbondale's housing needs were brought up by members of the public and trustees alike. During public comment, Joe said that he supports the project because he considers the town's lack of housing to be the biggest factor limiting people from moving here or being able to stay here. Beyond the number of housing units, there is concern about access. Here's trustee Marty Silverstein.
There is a dire need for affordable housing. It can't just be that we have ours and the heck with everyone else. There are a lot of people that have been working that if they lose their housing, they're pushed out of town, literally.
Summer from Carbondale drove this point home during public comment.
These affordable units are table scraps. This development is the embodiment of racial, social, and economic inequity. It is a way for those with lots of money to harvest money from our community, and those with little, when we should be working to find ways to keep money recirculating in the community and better supporting those with less.
Still, the plan was approved with the minimum number of required affordable housing units, 15. For KDNK, I'm Kathleen Shannon.